Well, wheat prices continue to wall around in a 30-cent range, and the USDA released its wheat crop condition report. Here to discuss those and other issues is Kim Anderson. Kim, good to see you again. Let's start with this year's wheat crop. How's it compare to last year?
Well, it's in better condition than last year, at least in Oklahoma and Texas. Kansas, you know, a little questionable. The USDA crop condition report showed the Oklahoma wheat crop at about, you know, good to excellent 60% compared to 42% last year. The Texas crop was 68 on their index compared to 34 last year, so significant improvement in both of those. But when you go up into Kansas, their crop is not as good. It this year was 42 compared to 53 last year.
So what's the market offering for harvest-delivered wheat right now?
Well, we're basing that on the Kansas City Board of Trade July wheat contract. It's walling around somewhere around $5.20, using about an 80-cent under basis. Depending on where you are in the state, it could be minus 75 up to a minus a dollar, somewhere in that range. But that'll give you a forward contract offer in central Oklahoma for about $4.40 a bushel.
So what has to happen for wheat prices to be above that $4.40 at harvest?
At harvest, then we're going to have to lose some wheat. You know, if you're looking on out into the future, what we really want to happen is for us to have a big crop and for prices to, we don't want them less than $4.40, but we'd rather have the yields with a lower price and then lose a crop somewhere else in a foreign country and get higher prices out into the fall.
So is there any chance that higher corn prices will help?
Well, if we have problems planting the corn or we have hot conditions in the summer so that our corn production is down, we could get a 30 to 50 cent price increase in wheat prices due to problems with corn, but I can't see a big price increase.
Any marketing strategies real quick that producers can be looking at?
I think if they own wheat, they need to be selling any price rally in wheat. If they're making their plans for the 010 crop, I think sell maybe a fourth of it at harvest, store the rest of it into the fall, and I think we'll have higher prices when we get out into that period.
All right, Kim, thanks for being here. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist here on SunUp.